Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. Okay, I'm not selling anything. We're going to ask you for a donation. Can I speak with Koisha Cooks, please?
This is Kiosha.
Okay. All right, ma'am, just for qualification purpose for this survey, first of all, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, and generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel they have gotten off the wrong track?
They got off the wrong track.
Okay. All right, ma'am, now I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. This area, you know, lies south of Salt River, north of South Mount Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of Gila River Indian Community. Okay, going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Okay, is that definition clear, or do you need me to read where, you know, Levine area is again?
No, that's clear.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, just for qualification purpose for the survey, what year were you born?
84.
84.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Okay. But, ma'am, just, are you, is anyone in the household Hispanic or Latino descent?
I'm sorry, what was your question?
Are you, is anyone in the household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Okay. All right, then, do you consider yourself to be white, African-American or black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Pacific Islander, multiracial, or another race not listed here?
Black.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Would you say poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Fair.
Would that be, if you say good or poor?
No, I said fair.
Okay, fair. Okay. All right, ma'am, next I'm going to read you a list of things, you know, that people say would improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate me on each on a scale from 1 to 5, where 1 means it would do, you know, very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it would do a lot to improve the quality of life. But you can use any number from 1 to 5, okay? Higher the number, the more it will improve the quality of life in Levine. Okay, more affordable housing options to rent or buy, would you say from 1 to 5? With 1 being very little, you know, and 5 being a lot, but you can use any number.
2.
About 2. Okay, what about better streets and road maintenance?
2.
More parks, recreational opportunities?
3.
More good paying jobs?
5.
Okay, about better public transportation options?
3.
2 or 3?
3.
Okay, what about more dining and entertainment options?
5.
And more shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses?
5.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and in terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, a student, or homemaker?
Employed.
Employed, okay. All right, ma'am, would you say that there's too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouse, retail, and restaurants in Levine?
You want 1 through 5?
No, this is too many, too few, or about the right amount.
Too few.
Okay. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too few, too many, about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine?
Too few.
Too few. Okay. All right, ma'am, and thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each one, please tell me no or yes if you'd like to see more of that kind of business in San Lavin, okay? Restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues. Yes, strongly, yes, somewhat, or no?
Yes, strongly.
Okay, what about grocery stores and supermarkets?
Yes, strongly.
Doctor's office and hospitals.
Yes, strongly.
Home goods stores and other retail stores like Target.
Yes, strongly.
And dollar stores and discount chains.
No.
No, none of that? Okay, no, none of that. Okay, all right, thank you. I remember in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you like mostly, you know, like to see more in Levin?
Costco, Winco, Whole Foods, Trader Joe's.
You said Costco, right?
Mm-hmm.
Costco. When, what was the next one?
Whole Foods, Trader Joe's.
Is that like a restaurant? Restaurants?
That's a healthy food store.
Okay, grocery stores. Okay, you said Costco, then restaurant store. Restaurants, right?
Restaurants, yep. Like fine dining.
Okay, restaurants and what else? What was the last one you said?
I said like Ross, Target.
Ross, right? Ross and Target.
Home Goods.
Ross and Target. Okay, and switching gears a bit, okay, how much of a problem is availability of housing in Levin? Would you say is the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent? Would you say it's a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not at all a problem?
For rent, I would say not at all a problem.
Not at all a problem. But that's like availability, okay? Availability, you know.
Not
a problem. Okay. What about how much of a problem is housing affordability in Levin? Is to say how much, you know, cost to buy or rent a home, you know, housing affordability.
Mm-hmm.
Not a problem at all, a slight problem, moderate problem, fairly big problem, or a big problem? Very big problem.
Fairly big problem.
Fairly big problem. All right. Thank you. Okay, ma'am, we're almost done with this survey. Okay, I really appreciate your time. Okay, I only have a few more questions. We should be done. Thank you very much. Okay. Okay, still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housing. For each one, please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Levin. The first one would be housing options for seniors. Yes, strongly, yes, somewhat, or no?
Yes, strongly.
Okay, what about townhouses or attached homes?
Yes, not strongly, but what's the next one?
Somewhat? Yes, somewhat.
Yeah, yes, somewhat.
Okay. What about single family detached homes?
Yes, strongly.
Okay, and multi-family housing like apartments or condominiums?
No.
So not at all, right?
Not at all.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and how long have you lived in Phoenix? Would you say less than 5 years, 5 to 10, 11 to 20, or more than 20 years?
More than 20 years.
More than 20 years. All right, and do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends and family?
Own.
Okay. All right, now I'm going to read you some proposals to address, you know, housing costs and options in Levin. Please tell me whether you oppose or favor each one. Okay, here's the first one. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings. Would you strongly favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose that?
Somewhat favor.
Somewhat favor. What about changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multi-family housing, like, you know, townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes?
Strongly opposed.
Strongly opposed. Okay, and what about changing zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood?
Strongly opposed.
Strongly opposed. What about changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings?
Hold on.
What is that? Oh.
Well, I'm sorry. Could you repeat that question?
Yes, changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings.
Strongly opposed.
Strongly opposed. Okay, what about repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing?
Somewhat opposed.
Somewhat opposed. And repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing?
Somewhat opposed.
Somewhat opposed. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right. And finally, I would like to just to ask you a few questions for a statistical purpose. Okay. The last, what was the last year of schooling that you completed?
Like what year I completed it?
Yes. What was the last year of schooling that you completed?
2009.
But I got first grade to 11th grade, high school graduate.
Graduate level.
4-year college graduate.
Postgraduate.
Postgraduate. Okay, so be some college, including community college, 2 years, some college coursework.
What's the highest option on that?
Okay, the highest I have postgraduate school, like a degree, including law school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, postgraduate.
Yeah.
Gotcha. All
mm-hmm.
right. And what is your annual household income? Just tell me when I get to the right amount. Would you say it's less than 25,000, 25 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, 100 to 125,000, or more than 125,000?
More.
Okay. All right, ma'am, the last question is finally strictly for verification purpose by my supervisor. Can I just have your first name?
Yosha.
Okay. All right, Koesha, this concludes our survey. I really thank you and for your time and your participation on this survey. Okay, you have a great evening. Good
night. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
What company are you with?
It's called Opinion Research, okay?
Mm-hmm. And how's the data going to be used, do you know?
They don't tell us, that way we don't interfere, you know, with your opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a private company.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.